It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we've wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of April, and although we brought an officially mixed performance to the trade, it was impressive to continue to see soybeans be able to push and finish with gains while the rest of the market struggled. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the fourth week of April, and we brought pretty much losses across the board, except for soybeans, which continues to be an impressive market to watch. We started the week off on the defense pretty much across the board, but soybeans quickly were able to pick up some strength and actually trade with gains for the middle three contract sessions this week, posting gains for the week. Now, of course, wheat started off on the defense because of rains in the southern plains, poor demand as we saw negative export sales. Wheat just started to see a little bit of a negative fundamentals come into play, and that put pressure on the wheat market. Corn didn't help as we now are looking at good planting progress, rapid planting progress, and the expectation that acres could increase. Demand, though, continues to be strong for old crops, so that market will likely continue to see some strength. We even had an export sale to Mexico this week. And soybeans continue to see some strength on the hints that we could see a trade deal with China, which will include more soybeans. But soybean oil was the leader this week as we continue to see a little bit more optimism towards the biofuels industry. By the time the week wrapped up, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing down 15 cents, while Chicago was down 18, Kansas City was down 19. Over in the corn market, we saw 3 to 4 cent losses, while soybeans were up 11 to 13 cents. Soybean meal was down $4 to $5. Soybean oil, on the other hand, was up $1.40. And canola seeing strong gains, as the concern is that Canada could run out of canola. Canola gained $26 to $29. And the meats, another strong performance as live cattle put in all-time new contract highs. They were up by anywhere from $4 to $4.50, while feeder cattle saw good strength. Didn't trade to contract highs, though. They were up $3.50 for the week. And over in the lean hogs, we gained $2 to $3. Outside markets saw crude oil drop $1.05. Gold was down $30. The dollar finished up a little over a tenth of a cent, while the Dow Jones gained 925 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.